New Air, Griffiths, they have done a wonderful job at putting this together. They have sold the case to the FAA, and we feel very good about it. Potentially $700 million in New York and Massachusetts, as many as 2,700 jobs. Not all of them will be at Griffiths, but we're hopeful that a great many of them will be. And it could be as much as $26 million in annual revenue for the community. Plus, there are other opportunities down the road. And these things tend to work like conglomerate economies. Griffiths has so many wonderful assets right now. This adds to it. And I think in the long run adds to the security of the facility, Rome Labs, and other businesses that are there generally. So we frankly couldn't be happier about it.
If those jobs developed over however long it took for to build up, if it's hundreds or more than 1,000 or even well over that, that would be a huge boost for that economy in the Utica-Rome area.
Well, because a lot of problems with this country in general is, even though we're creating jobs, the jobs we're creating are not middle-class jobs. They're not good-paying, solid jobs with good benefits, retirement, and health care. These jobs are great jobs. They are solid middle class and upper middle class jobs, and highly intellectual capital involved. And because we have things like the 6 million acre Adirondack Park, I think was a big piece of why we won this. There's just so much open and relatively unrestricted airspace to test these drones. And these are going to be small drones. They're not what people imagine. It's great. It's something to build on. And who knows what this means down the road. My hope is that some of these can actually be built here as well as tested here. So, but that's another conversation for another day. But it's all good news for Central New York and the 174th and Syracuse. And, we've got Watertown will be involved in this. And it's a rare but very, very positive win for our community, and something a lot of people, over 40 businesses from New Air, have worked on for 3 years, and my office has worked closely with them for as many as that.
When might something happen? I mean, this announcement has been made. When might they start building up or start a project or whatever that actually means they got to hire people and renovate a facility or whatever it is?
Well, we're not sure. We're waiting to hear. We had the announcement today over the phone that this was going to happen. The estimates are that about 470 to 500 jobs, but a statewide economic impact of $145 million. So you have to stay tuned, and we'll have better answers for you as we move forward. But New Air and Griffiths, the FAA everybody's got good news for upstate New York today.
How much of this announcement do you think, and maybe you don't know exactly, but just goes back to the legacy of Griffiths, being shut down, I think, was it in 95 that it got shut down as an airbase, but then has infrastructure, has runways, maybe even has workers who used to work in those fields, military or civilian employees?
I think a great deal of it. But there's a great many things that play into this. So not the least of which is the airspace that's available, as I said, over the Adirondack Park and other areas. We're on the border to Canada, of course, and we are also near our New York City, our eastern border. Certainly, I think the fact that Griffiths has so many other assets there, as I said, with Rome Labs and ITT and VAE Systems, and just there's a long, long list. And you add this to our opportunities with a new nano center and SUNY IT, this is a big step towards a positive, much more positive climate to upstate New York. And we're just happy to be a part of it. As far as Griffiths being the legacy of Griffiths, I can't really speak to that directly, but I can tell you that the Edge and New Air and my office and other offices around the state have been working on this for a long time. And I think that the fact that Griffiths there is critical. Certainly, it's a 13,000-foot runway with lots of open hangar space, et cetera. But I think those kinds of details will probably come out further down the road in terms of specifically why they are here. We'll get a longer laundry list and look forward to reading that.